لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Muaz ibn Jabal that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that have taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe out the former bad deed. And then وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلْكٍ حَسَنٍ, and behave well towards the people. So in this beautiful hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, this means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to work towards protecting oneself from the severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what He has provided with one, and getting ready for the day of judgment. So taqwa, this is the most comprehensive aspect of Islam. The second piece of advice given in this hadith is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately do tawbah and revert towards good deeds. And subhanAllah, the third piece of advice given from the most well-natured person ever, none other than Sayyidi Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is to behave well towards people by coming across to them with a beautiful code of conduct and not harming them in any way or form. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith, implement it in our lives so that we can attain the blessings of both worlds. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.